It's time again for Robotics Roundup. It's brought to you by Lake Michigan College, AEP Cook Nuclear Plant, as well as Berrien Springs Public Schools. I am really excited to talk with this team. Now, we've been talking to a lot of the high school teams lately and some of the volunteers, but this one is from Upton Middle School, and it's the JoBots Maze Team 8513, and you guys have been competing as well. And we're going to learn more about some of the things that you guys are doing. I know the high schoolers, a lot of them are doing what's called Crescendo as their game. But I understand this one's a little bit different for the middle school challenge. And you guys are getting ready for a special trip coming up here very soon. But first, I want to introduce all of you guys and get to know a little bit about each and every one of you. I know you have, people can't, if they're listening, can't see this, but there's like 11 of you that I see right now. So I guess let's start in the back row.
I'm Gabriel Trauma. I'm a marketer on the team. Favorite part about robotics is that just getting to going to the world competition, just any of the competitions, and just watching the games. They're really interesting. I enjoy them.
Awesome. This is really great. Next person up, who do we got?
Oh, my name is Agni Krishnamurthy. I am a builder on the team. My favorite part about robotics is the competitions and being able to help with the robot and meeting new people.
My name is Ben Hall. I'm a programmer. And I really like just the whole environment in robotics.
Hi, my name's Gavin Zelenok. I am also a programmer, and I like the cooperation that is involved in robotics.
Very cool.
Hi, my name is Ithika Gupta. I'm mainly a marketer in like business, and my favorite part is getting to meet a bunch of different people through competitions and through the team itself, and also just being able to incorporate things I really like into.
Very cool.
I'm Harrison Rimes. I'm a builder. My favorite part is getting to like design parts of the robot and then like see them being built and help build parts that I help design.
That's cool.
Hello, I'm Holden Wake. I'm a marketer, and my favorite thing about robotics is getting to work with people towards a common goal and just having fun while doing it.
Very cool.
Hello, my name is Trent Hocking, and I'm a build member. My favorite part is really just seeing the robot conceptualize and come together throughout the season.
Hi, I'm Karthik, and I'm a driver on the team. My favorite part is designing the robot and like seeing everything come together, and also working with my team.
Hi, I'm Divyang Verma, and I'm the drive coach and a programmer on this team. One of my favorite parts about robotics is the new skills we learn during this program.
Hi, I'm Connor Baker. I am a marketer and the human player for our team. And I really enjoy the designing of our books and our buttons.
Very cool. Now, this team, you guys have been working together, and I'm sure a lot of you have been taking part in robotics probably over the years. But how long does it take you to build this robot to get it ready for competition?
Usually about 2 months.
Wow. And do you guys just do this as after school, or do you have time even during the school day to work on some of this stuff?
Normally we do this every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays from 6 to 8.
Okay. Wow. So yeah. Not a lot of time when you think about that, 2 months, and you take it down to 2 or 3 days in the week to be able to not only build design, build the program, and then also troubleshoot and trying to figure out all this stuff. But from what I understand, this competition this year is called Center Stage. Tell me a little bit more about that and what the objective of the robot, what you got to do.
Sure. So pretty much the game this year, there's a field, and on one side of the field we have these hexagon pixels. And our goal is to pick up the pixels and then transport them back to the other side and place them on a backboard while navigating through some obstacles.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow. So it's done pretty well so far, because you guys have competed, and then you're going to be invited to go to Houston for the world competition, so that means you guys have competed pretty well, right?
Yeah.
Are you what aspect of the robotics competition are you guys going to be doing in Houston? Are you just competing against a bunch of other middle school teams, or what can you expect in Houston?
Well, Center Stage is a part of the FTC program, which is usually middle school or high school programs that come and compete. So in Worlds, we'll be competing with some high school teams and some few middle school teams as well.
Oh, wow.
There's a building in Houston specifically made for the Lego League, which is the grade school kids. Mm-hmm. The First Tech Challenge, which is the middle school, and then the first robotics competition. The high school is a three-layered building, and we are competing with around 150 other teams.
Wow. And it literally is a world competition. I mean, there are teams coming from around the world to Houston to compete against you guys. So, I mean, you could be competing against a team from Australia or something like that. So, I mean, that's going to be a really cool thing, and something you guys and your team has never done before. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. So what's your, beyond what your favorite parts are, you know, of course, throughout the competition and throughout building, you probably run into some challenges. I guess one question I got for you guys is what's the biggest challenge that you guys have faced, whether like the robot not working correctly or programming or something like that? And how did you guys work together to make that, you know, obviously start working again?
So one of the challenges we faced in programming, for example, is that Roadrunner updated the use of how to use it. Roadrunner is basically a software which tracks the robot in the field and tells it where to go, which we need to do in the starting 30 seconds of the game.
Yeah.
So what one of the challenges was how to even approach using the robot with Roadrunner, combining them both together without any errors.
And in one, you mentioned that you're the human player. For people that don't know what that is, what is the human player?
So the human player, on the field, there are five or six stacks of white pixels, which then you can knock over with your robot to pick of them. But on each side, there's two teams. One of them's red and blue. And on each side, you have a human player, which puts down pixels for the robot to grab more easily. And that's also how you can get different colored pixels, which you can put on the board together to get a bonus.
That's really cool.
Specify human players on the opposite side of the field from the rest of the team.
Okay. And one other question. Does your robot have a name? Because from before we got on here, you guys said you're going to vote. But is there name possibilities for this robot?
Well, in previous years, we've always gone with Maisie because, like, you know, Maisie.
Yeah. Okay. So are you not sticking with that one? You're thinking you want to change it up and do something different?
No idea.
I feel like a different name would benefit us. For example, our blue team has mm-hmm. names like we've had Frosty and our... our white team has had names like that, and our blue team has had blue in different languages.
Okay.
So I think like a different name that could be like a play on words or like something on that lines would be a nice name.
Okay. And if you think about too the game of Center Stage, maybe think of some sort of some diva or some pop star or something like that. I don't know. We'll think on that another time. But shout outs that you guys may have, because I know you can't do this this competition and you can't really be in robotics without great support, and that's support from your parents, support from your mentors and your coaches, but also support from the community as well to help raise funds for some of that to be able to purchase parts for the robot and help you guys get to competitions like State and Worlds. But any shout outs that you guys have for us today?
Our sponsors?
Yeah. Throw out some sponsors.
So some of our sponsors include Eagle Tech and Bosch, and obviously our school program has also put in a lot of effort to help us as well.
Wonderful. Well, this has been a lot of fun talking to you guys and learning more. When do you guys go to world competition?
Around April 16th. That's when it starts.
Awesome. Well, you guys, good luck to you and your soon-to-be named robots. Feel free to email me or send me a message when you guys come up to your final decision on what you're going to name your robot. But good luck to you guys and have fun, and I know it's going to be a great time.
Thank you.
And Robotics Roundup, if you want to hear more on this interview, check out the video as well. You can check out WSJM.com and the WSJM app. A Robotics Roundup is brought to you by Lake Michigan College, AEP Cook Nuclear Plant, and Berrien Springs Public Schools.